The next chapter is Hilchas Tfilas Arvis, Halacha Aleph. Rav Nosson Zal bases this on the statement in the Gemara Tfilas Arvis Rishus. There's a whole debate in the Gemara in Brachos between the rabbis where the Tfilah of Ma'ariv is mandatory, like Shachris and Mincha, which correspond to the Tomid Shel Shachar and the Tomid Shel Ben Arbayim, or is it optional? Is the Tfilah of Ma'ariv more optional? And the Gemara says, V'ho'itno kivu'u alai choyva. Nowadays, the rabbis have established it as a chiyuv for us. In other words, in Klal Yisrael, it's accepted as a standard that every Jew says the three, to every Jew who is observant, observes all three tefillahs. They say three tefillahs a day. Al pima shekosav rabbeinu b'maymar posach rabbi shimon b'simen samach. This halacha Rav Nosson Zal bases on a statement in chapter 60 in the first half of Likut Imran, which is entitled Posach Rabbi Shimon, Shal yidei yira zoichen la'shiras godol. Through yira, a person can be privileged to great wealth. Shal yidei ha'shiras hazois boim lehizboinenu satoira. Through this great wealth, a person can achieve hizboinenu satoira, a real deep understanding in Torah. Because when a person is zoche to yira, they're able to subdue the false kind of chen and the yoifi of hevel, the false types of beauty. As the pasuk says, sheker achen vevel ayofi, isha yiras Hashem hi tesalo. The opposite of that sheker achen and hevel ayofi is the yiras Hashem. Interesting to note, when Rav Nosson Zal says Mashekosav Rabbeinu, and he doesn't use the word Zal, this halacha was obviously written while Rabbeinu Zal was still living. Very often, halachas Aleph and possibly Beis were written during Rabbeinu Zal's lifetime, and that's why Rav Nosson Zal will use either word Rabbeinu or Rabbeinu Neiro Yoyer. Now he explains, V'hinei Yaakov Shubachinas Yira Kemoshe Isa Bezoyar Beir Osecha. We know that Yaakov Avinu symbolizes Yira. As the Zohar HaKadosh says on a Pasuk, one of the Pasukim in the Navi, where it uses the word B'yira Secha, the Zohar HaKadosh says that that Pasuk is referring to the Zchus of Yaakov Avinu, who said, how awesome is this place? He used that term Noira, Milosh Yira. Because Yaakov Avinu represents Shleimus Hayira, that's why he didn't have to be afraid of the Hevel Hayofi. V'alkein loy motzinu b'Yaakov she'yosir olav zivugoi afilu b'shosh yorad l'mitzrayim. And it's for this reason that whereas by Avram Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu, when they went down to Mitzrayim, they maintained a separation from their wives. By Yaakov Avinu, he was not obligated to separate from his wife when he went down to Mitzrayim. Kiim Adaraba, just the opposite. Hashem Yisborach Hivtichoi, Hashem promised him, Onoichi Eirei Dimcha Mitzrayim, V'onoichi Alcho Gamoloi. I will follow you down to Mitzrayim, and I'll come up with you. Ki Yaakov Mitosoi Shlemo. Because Yaakov Avinu was zeche to shleimus of tikkun habris, all of his children were pure. Vayoshem habris biyoser, vayhoyeloi shum achiza upachan mebchinas hevel ayofi. Because he had this shleimus of tikkun habris, he didn't have to be afraid of the hevel ayofi. Vechol ze hoyamachma shezoche lebchinas yira, shehi machnas bchinas hevel ayofi. And this was all because his yiras Hashem was b'shleimus. Yiras Hashem is the thing, is the antidote to this Hevel Ayofi, to a person being affected by the false beauty of this world, the physical beauty. This will also explain why Yaakov Avinu was zoche to extraordinary wealth. Kamei Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Uforatzto Yomo Vokedmo Vitzafoino Venegbo. Hashem said to him, your boundaries will spread in all directions. Hainu Nachlo Bali Metzorim. Yaakovinu represents the one who was zeche to unlimited area, no boundaries. Hainu Bechinas Kol Hoin Di Alma. All the wealth of the world is considered his. ki kol ha'avois zochu la'ashiris godoy lefi bechinas yirosom, lefi bechinas hachnosom esev alayofi. Because all of the other sektoshim, Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, each one of them was zoche to great wealth based on their madrega of yira, which means how well they were able to subdue the hevel ayofi. Aval Yaakov shehoya shleimus hayira. However, Yaakov Avinu, who was the most sholem in yira of the avos hakdoshim, v'zocho la'achnia legamri b'chinas hevel ayofi kanal, and he was zoche to subdue completely the false beauty of this world. V'alkein zocho letachlis huashirus. That's why he was zoche to the greatest wealth, shleimus of wealth, hainu kol hain d'alma, where all the wealth of the world is considered his. The concept of nachlo b'li mitzorim. Hashem said to him, I give you land without any boundaries, no boundaries. V'alkein tfilas arvis rishus. And this is why the Gemara says that the tefillah of Ma'ariv is optional, according to one opinion. Ki tefillah sarvis hi bechinas Yaakov, ki hu tikno. We know that Yaakov Avinu is the one who established the tefillah of Ma'ariv, and Ma'ariv represents him. V'hu bechinas yira kanal shal yodo zeichel ashiras godo. Ma'ariv represents this yira through which a person is zeichel to great wealth. Shal yodo zeichel lezboinen as godo kanal, through which a person is zeichel to a deep understanding of Torah. V'alkein hi reshus. This is why Ma'ariv is optional. Ki kishezoichen lehizboinenus hazois, azai ein choyva lehispalil. Because when a Jew is zoichet to that level of depth of Torah, he's not obligated to daven. Ki zeh hahizboinenus hi bechinas hasogas Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. The concept of Hizboinenus HaTorah, as we're speaking about here, represents the level of Torah which Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal and his students studied. V'alkein hoya potur mitfila, kamay shomer azal. And that's why the Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal and his students were potur from davening, Shmon Esrei. Ki Hizboinenus HaZois, there's a discussion, Tosfos discusses whether they were chayiv in Kriya Shma or not. But tefillah, they were potur. Ki hizboinenus hazois, hi bechinas toirosoi umenosoi. Because when a person zoche to that level of depth of Torah, we're talking about a person whose full-time, the Torah is his full-time occupation. Hainu shekol umonus vashirus sheloi hu rak mea Torah. All of his part, everything he has is coming from Torah. Bechinas psoiles sheluchois, Shemisham nesas nesasher Moshe, kameshikosav admor shom ayin shom. Now, where do we see a concept of a wealth that comes from Torah? Rav Nosson Zal says, Rabbeinu Zal brings it in that chapter in the Likutei Moharan, that when Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu the luchos had the Torah inscribed on them, and the luchos were made of very precious stone. From the chips of the luchos, that's where Moshe Rabbeinu got his wealth from. The psoilus of the luchos, the waste matter of the luchos, it says. So in this sense, we see how the ashirus, one who is dovuk to his boinenus ha-Torah, that person is zoche to this, that person has this great ashirus. I recall about 23 years ago, we had the privilege of having Rav Michal Dorfman, Zichrein of Rocha, as a guest in the United States for Shavuos. And at that time, I remember one of the Divrei Torah that he told over was related to this, about the fact that the Gemara makes this statement that from where did Moshe Rabbeinu become wealthy? From the psoiles of the luchos, from the chips of the luchos. And his question was, what does this mean? Moshe Rabbeinu took those chips and he went to a jewelry store and he cashed it in and he got millions of dollars and that's how he got wealthy? What does this mean? And again, would the Torah be referring to physical wealth, financial wealth? Is that what's attributed to Moshe Rabbeinu? So he mentioned, I believe, from the Ben Ish Chai, that the Ben Ish Chai says that we know that the Hebrew, the Aleph Beis of Lashon Kodesh is unique. It's different from all other languages. All other languages are referred to as sterile. They don't produce children. Each letter is only that letter, and that's it. A, B, C. It's one syllable, and that's all it is. The Aleph Beis, Lashon Kodesh, every letter has a filled-out portion of it. Aleph. Even though we write it as an Aleph, when we verbalize it, it's as if it had a Lamed Pei attached to it. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Each letter, Dalet is not the, D like in English. Dalet is Dalet. It's a whole word. So sometimes in the Sforim, they refer to that additional piece of the letter as the psoilus of that letter. That's the secondary portion of that letter. It's less significant because when you write the letter, you don't write it. But we know that in writing an Aleph, the way we write it, it represents, it's as if we wrote Aleph Lamed Pei. So he said, the Ben Ish Chai says, if you take the word Luchos, and you take the psoilus of Luchos, from the Lamed, you take the Mem Dalet, from the Ches, you take the Tuf, for, you know, and so on and so forth, the gematria of that psoilus is Das, the word Das, Dalet Ayin Tuf. Which shows, and that's why the Gemara says, Mishom Nisasher Moshe. That's what made Moshe Rabbeinu wealthy. Because we know the Gemara says, Imdas Koniso Ma Chosarto. Imdas Chosarto Ma Koniso. If a person has Das, what is that person lacking? That person lacks nothing. And if a person lacks Das, what does that person have? Everything he has, the millions and billions, are worthless. So this is a remez from the Ben Ish Chai regarding this point. Now, Rav Nosson Zal continues, V'zeh Shom Razal, Lo Yishonu El Kegoyin, Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, V'chaveirov, She'toyrosun U'manosun, that when we talk about a person, a Jew who is potter from Tefillah, who's exempt from Tefillah, it's only somebody like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal and his students, whereby them, their Torah was their full-time occupation, and they were zeichet to this Hizboinenes HaTorah, the real depth of Torah, secrets of Torah. Ulefi Pshutoi, Tamua. Rav Nosson Zal says, on the pshat level, it seemed to be a question here. Kialoi gamaton imtzon bnei adam shein lahem shum umanos rak oiskim batoira. Because even today we have people who toirosam umanosam. They don't go out to work in the secular world where they don't work at a physical job. They're learning full time. Mikolshkein v'kolshkein b'mei hashas. How much more so during the time of the Gemara? So then why does it say that? Why does the Gemara have to say, kegoyin Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai v'chaveirov? Why bedafka like them? Why not say like all rabbis? Acho ikur toli behizboinenus hanal, shetoli bashirus, v'alkei nikro teros numnosan. Rav Nosson Zal says what we're referring to here is not just people who are learning full-time, but people who are learning Hizboinenus HaTorah, the real depth of Torah, a real deep understanding of Torah, which we said is dependent on wealth. In order for a Jew to be zeichet to Hizboinenus HaTorah, he has to have Ashirus Degdusha. That's why Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moharan, that's why we find that all the Jewish leaders through whose hands the Torah passed, they were zeichet to great wealth, whether it was Moshe Rabbeinu, whether it was Rabbi Akiva, whether it was Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi, Rav Ashi. The Gemara tells us that they were very wealthy because in order to be zeichet to that Hizboinenus HaTorah, they needed this Ashirus Degdusha. Rabbeinu Zal explains there and shows exactly why. V'alkei nikro toirosan umanosan. That's why it says their Torah is their livelihood. We're talking about those people who have this Ashirus. Their Torah is the level of Torah, the Hizboinenus HaTorah, which is associated with Ashirus Digdusha. Rabbeinu Zal says over there that just like the Mishnah says, Imein Kemach in Torah, that in order to have any level of Torah, you have to have some level of Parnosa. So everything's relative. For regular Torah, regular Parnosa. For Hizboinenus HaTorah, a person needs Ashirus Digdusha. That's why Rav Nosson Zal brings another place that when the Jews had, before the Jews had to get to Har Sinai. Har Sinai was the 50th day. Bina, Hizboinenus HaTorah. The Torah that they were given on Har Sinai was the real Hizboinenus HaTorah. This would explain why Hashem was so interested in them leaving Mitzrayim with wealth, Ruchush Godel, why they had to leave Mitzrayim with a lot of wealth, and at Kriyas Yamsuf to get even more wealth. There were no department stores in the desert. What they need all of that wealth for? The answer is, there's this Ashirus, Hizboinenus HaTorah, that's dependent on Ashirus Digdusha. V'alkein Yaakov Tikein Tfilas Arvas Daika. And this is why Yaakov Avinu was the one who established the Tfilah of Ma'ariv. Ki oz balailo hazman mesugol yoiser lahasogois v'hizboinenus. Because nighttime, Ma'ariv time, is a time which is most mesugal for a person to be zeicher to deeper levels in Torah. Hasogas elokus his boynus haTorah, kama shekosov b'medrash shaychar toiv, as is written in the Medrash Shmuel Perakei, sheroiv chidushei Torah zeichen balayla, that revelations in Torah a person zeicher to usually at night. Kama shekosov Rabbeinu shebalayla mesugal yoiser lebitul. Ayin Shom, and as Rabbein Zal discusses in the famous chapter Haneir Balayla, chapter 52 in the first half of Likud Imran, at nighttime a Jew is more easily able to nullify himself to Hashem, to be mevatel himself to Hashem, to reach higher levels of spirituality. During the day, when there's so much activity going on, so much gashmius activity, the bilbul, the noise, and the hum and drum and everything makes it more difficult for a person to connect to that higher level of spirituality. At nighttime, from chatzos, from midnight till morning, when most people are sleeping, and there's less buses and less cars and less activity, that's a time that the person can connect to much higher spiritual levels. Gam halaylo hi bechinas ashirus, and we know that nighttime is also associated with wealth. Bechinas toamo kitoiv sachro lo yichbe balaylo neiro. Ramos, the pasuk says in Mishlei, taste from it. It's sachra, it's schir, it's merchandise is very good. Merchandise referring to wealth. Lo yichbe balayla neiro. It's at night, its candle will not be extinguished. We see the connection between layla and this sachra, this schir, this merchandise. Ki ashirus bo mishom k'demashma bekama mekoyim es divrei Rabbeinu l'mayin shom. Because we know that ashirus comes from nighttime, from the left side. There's a pasuk mitzafoin zohav yoaso. Gold comes from the north. The north represents the left side, which is associated with when a person is facing Mizrach, facing east, north, which is the usual way that a Jew looks at the map, north is to the left. And that's where wealth comes from. Valkein tfila sarvis rishus kanal, and that's why the tfila of Meir is rishus. Because again, Meirov represents this Ashirus Dikdusha, this is Boinan Satoira. For people who are Zoicha to that, for them, the Tefillah is Rishus. They're not Chayev to be Mispalil. Aval Hoidno, Kavu Alayo Choyva, whereas nowadays, the rabbis established it as an obligation for us. Ki Achshav Ein Zoichen LeBechinas Hasoga Zu Afilo Balayla. Because nowadays, with our small brains, we're not even Zoicha to this is Boinan Satoira at night. That's why we are, yes, obligated to daven. Myrav. Vialkain, and this is why the Gemara points out, Bo'erev, Mavorech Shtayim Lifnei Kriyashma, Ushtayim Lachreho. Aval Beshachar, Ein Mavorechim Kim Sholish Brocho, Shtayim Lifnei Vachas Lachreho. That in the Tefillah of Myrav, we make two brachas before Kriyashma, Hamarav Arovim and Oyev Amo Yisrael, and two brachas after Kriyashma, Goal Yisrael and Shema Amo Yisrael Oad. In the morning, it's two brachas before and only one bracha after. Ki Arvis shehu keneged Yaakov shezochel nachlo b'li mitzorim chinas uforatz to yom avakeid matzvenim negbo hu keneged zeh mevorchen arba brachas lefnei Kriyashma lachreya keneged arba ruchay soilam. Because as we said earlier, Myrav represents Yaakov Avinu, nighttime. Myrav represents is Yaakov Avinu, who is Yom Avokeid Mavet Safayin Avnei, all four directions. Corresponding to that, we have the four brachos of Myrav. Ki zoichen oz lenachlas Yaakov b'li metzorim. Because through the tefillah of Myrav, we're zoichet to connect to the nachla of Yaakov Avinu, which means no boundaries, all four directions. Aval b'shachris ein mevorchen kim sholosh brachos, keneged sholosh ruchos shel binyan olam. Whereas in the morning, Kriyashma Shel Shachris, we only say three brachas surrounding it, corresponding to the three directions of creation. Kitzofoin Choser, because the north side is open in a sense, as the Gemara discusses in Baba Basra. We know the letter Beis of Bereshis represents creation, and the letter Beis is three-sided. It's open on the north side, on that left side. The Shom, Hizgabrus, Hasitra Achra. And it's on that north side, that left side, that there is the Hizgabrus of the Sitra Achra. Bechinas mitzofoin, tiposa choro. The Pasuk says, from the north is where evil begins from. Ki shachris ukeneged Avraham shehu biyom avadayin lo yechniya legamri asitra achra v'leizoch adayin lenachla b'li mitzorim. Because the tefillah of shachris was given to us, was established by Avram Avinu, and represents Avram Avinu, who was not yet zoichet to be machnia the sitra achra completely. Proof is he had a son Yishmael, and he was not zoichet to nachlo b'li mitzorim. Aval Yaakov zocho lahachnia legamri. Yaakov Avinu was zoichet to be machnia the sitra achra completely. V'zocho lichboish kol arba ruach yisoilim afilu ruach tzofoin. He was zoichet to conquer all four directions, including tzofoin. And because he was able to be machnia, the ra of Tzofoin, he was able to receive the good from Tzofoin. He was able to receive the Ashiras Digdusha. Mitzofoin Zohav Yoaso. Vialkain, Hoisifu Brocha Ravias Barvis, She Niskana Keneged Bichinus Yaakov Kanal, Vehi Brichas Hashkivenu. And it's for this reason that the Chachomim established a fourth bracha in Meiriv, which is Keneged Yaakov Avinu, which is the bracha of Hashkivenu, which represents the Shleimus of the Ashirus in all four sides. Vialkein Mavakshinos Ufroi Salenu Sukas Shleimecha. And this is why in the Tefillah of Meiriv, in the bracha of Hashkivenu, we ask Hashem to spread the sukkah of peace. Shehu b'chinas Yaakov. We know that Yaakov Avinu is associated with sukkah. B'chinas, as the pasuk says in Chumash Bereishis, v'Yaakov nosa sukkoiso. Yaakov Avinu traveled to sukkois. V'zeh shemavakshnos al hisoyrus hashena. And this is why in that paragraph of Hashkivenu, we ask Hashem to help us wake up from our sleep. Hamideinu, Hashem, stand us up, wake us up. Because Rabbi Nizal explains over there in Likut Imran that through his Oirus Hashena, a person is zoicha to Yira Digdusha by waking up from his sleep. And this is why also in that paragraph we have that special line begging Hashem to give us advice, good advice. Because Rabbi Nizal also explains there in chapter 60 in Likut Imran that this halacha is based on that by a person waking up from sleep, that's how the person is zoicha to the koyach hadibur, and the koyach hadibur is connected to the klei hoylodah, to the organs of the body that are associated with birth, which includes the kidneys, kloyois, which are mevashel the zera, they ripen the zera, and the Gemara tells us kloyois yoyatzois, the power of eitza toiva is also dependent on the kidneys. Ayin Shem Hetev, look over there in Torah Samach and Likut Imran, where this is all elaborated on. And that's why during the Tefillah of Meiriv, which is Keneged Yaakov Avinu, which is the concept of Yira, which is one of the main highlights in that chapter in Likut Imran, together with Yira, we have Esoirus Hashena, we have Eitz HaToivo, as we just showed. Baruch Hashem.